Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer. Welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs.
And I'm Jake Sherman. President Donald Trump is meeting with House chairmen involved in repealing and replacing Obamacare. The participants include Vice President Mike Pence, Budget Chairman Diane Black, Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady, Energy and Commerce Chairman Greg Walden, Education and Workforce Chairman Virginia Fox, and Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte. In the House, practically no one knew what this meeting was about, including top aides to the participants, leading to a couple head-scratching phone calls with us Thursday evening. The two main committees, Ways and Means and Energy and Commerce, have passed the legislation, so it's a touch late for a strategy session. But a White House source said it's a, quote, thank you to the chairs that guided repeal and replace, and a chance to call attention to the fact that the bill passed through committee with unanimous Republican support.
So where do things stand? Top vote counters in the House say they think the health care replacement legislation will get through their chamber. It won't be easy, and it won't be pretty. But there is increasing skepticism that it can get through the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sat down with us Thursday morning for a playbook interview. The Kentucky Republican reminded us that the legislation will be subject to unlimited amendments when it hits the Senate as part of the reconciliation process, practically ensuring it will be changed. If this bill blows up, Trump has privately signaled he'll blame Democrats, who are expected to stand in unified opposition to the legislation. But that might not work. Republicans say it's on Trump to make this thing happen.
One thing to keep on your radar screens, where the Congressional Budget Office comes down on this bill. CBO Director Keith Hall, who was picked by Republicans, including HHS Secretary Tom Price when he was in Congress, is expected to release the cost of the bill and how many Americans it will cover by early next week. Our colleagues Alana Shore and Jen Habercorn have a good take on the fight in the Senate. Conservative lawmakers have begun urging GOP leaders to change the chamber's rules to allow for a more expansive health care bill. It's unlikely the push gets any support from Mitch McConnell, a noted institutionalist, who has avoided talk of changing the chamber's rules on a host of issues.
Alex Eisenstadt has a scoop on the White House pushing party officials nationwide to mobilize on health care reform. White House political director Bill Stepien told Trump supporters and national Republican officials they need to pressure lawmakers to support the president's agenda, including on health care. In the juice, we've got the AP reporting that John Kerry has signed a book deal with Simon & Schuster to write a memoir. And Norm Eisen, the Obama administration ethics czar and former ambassador to the Czech Republic, has signed a contributor deal with CNN. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.